Happy Monday, friends, and welcome to Anchor Points, where we begin our week together by anchoring ourselves in the good news of Jesus Christ. Well, this week there's a special holiday that not a lot of us in America celebrate, but on December 6th this week is St. Nicholas Day. Now, who's St. Nicholas? Well, you may know him by his more popular name, Santa Claus. So at my house, we are big into Santa Claus, and we get excited and we make lists and we get ready and we try to behave ourselves because Santa is coming. But you may not know that Santa had a job before the whole North Pole thing, and that was to be a bishop, a pastor of a church in Myra, which is in modern day Turkey. And this was in the 4th century, thousands of years ago. And Nicholas was the bishop. He was the pastor, the preacher, the teacher, and he became well known, not only in Myra, but around the world, actually, for his generosity. He lived out the commandment in Matthew's gospel, chapter 25, 45, when Jesus says, "Whenever you do this to the least of these, you do it to me." And so he spent his life giving to the least of these in his community, leaving presents for people in need, giving money to those who needed anything. He was so well known throughout the world that even long after he stopped being a bishop, people would tell his story. And they would tell about St. Nicholas, or in Dutch, St. Klaus, which eventually gets turned into Santa Claus. And so, when you celebrate Santa Claus, when you open those gifts, when you make those lists, when we celebrate that gift-giving of the season, we are reminding ourselves of the generosity of people like Nicholas and all Christians who are called to be people of generosity. So, this Christmas, when you give a present to a family member or a friend, when you receive a present from Santa on Christmas morning, I hope you also remember St. Nicholas and the countless men and women of the faith who have given of themselves to help others in need. So think about that this week, this season, if you're going shopping, if you're making that list and checking it twice. We give thanks for the gift that we all celebrate this year, the gift of Jesus. Have a happy Monday.